Lieutenant James Nunez oversees oil spill response for the U.S. Coast Guard in Western Alaska. Last week, while reading the news, he came across an article that caught his eye. It described the Kuskokwim River flowing dangerously close to Napakiak School fuel tanks.
And I realized that one wasn't quite on our radar, so we dispatched a duty team to go do an investigation.
The team arrived in Napakiak that week and measured 76 feet from the eroding riverbank to the nearest fuel tank. The next day, the Coast Guard issued an administrative order. The Lower Kuskokwim School District must remove the fuel from the tanks by August 30th.
There's a lot at risk here, should there be a big spill of this 36,000 gallons of oil. We take protection of the environment very serious.
The Coast Guard chose the deadline after consulting with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Geological Survey. Fall storms are approaching, which could cause more erosion, and afterwards, winter ice could block shipments of necessary equipment needed to transfer the fuel.
2 weeks should be enough time to hopefully get this situation mitigated. But then if not, we're prepared to step in with our own emergency response contractors to deal with the issue.
If the Coast Guard did step in, then LKSD could receive a bill for that work. LKSD originally planned to transfer the fuel in March of next year, but LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker says in an email to KYUK that the district should be able to meet the August 30 deadline. He says that the same day the Coast Guard issued its administrative order, the school district started moving. It issued a request for proposal for a contractor to transfer the fuel and set up temporary fuel tanks. Once in place, the temporary tanks will sit in the Napakiak School parking lot until a longer-term location can be found. Lieutenant Nunez says the Coast Guard has been communicating daily with LKSD since he first became aware of Napakiak's situation. He will be sending a Coast Guard officer out to monitor the school district's progress and provide assistance. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.